This is Jenny Walker. I'm a singer-songwriter from New York City. I thought I'd do an audio boo kind of about where my head is at right now. Here I am, 47 years old. Signed a record deal when I was 46. About to completely change my life and move to London in conjunction with the release of my debut album. I'm an independent artist, and I've got a distribution deal with a UK-based record label. So my music is going to be distributed properly throughout the UK, physically in the stores, as well as digitally through a site called Ditto Music that reaches over 700 outlets, digital outlets around the world. And it's pretty extraordinary to be a new year, 2010, and be on the verge of really a major life change. And you know, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes, and as an independent artist, and I have been at this my entire life, you know, working towards something, you know, and the closer I get to it, you know, there's a lot of emotion that surrounds it, and what gets me through that is just the sheer amount of work behind the scenes to get everything ready, just, you know, websites and PR firms and working with a stylist and a trainer and photo shoots and which, you know, cover shot for the album. And, you know, there's just so much behind the scenes and making sure everything's been copywritten and registered with ASCAP and, you know, trying to find a manager and a publisher. So, you know, it's really an extraordinary process, and one that I've been learning about since I was a teenager. My mom, who I lost on New Year's Day last year, she started writing songs in the 1970s, and as a way to cope with her divorce, I think, and she needed an outlet, and found out about this organization called the Atlanta Songwriters Association and another one called the Nashville Songwriters Association, and really learned, worked, joined both of those groups, and she and I together spent decades trying to figure out what does one do to get a song cut with an artist. And I've always been, we've both been very musical our whole lives, and I was always the singer in the family, and, you know, I've been in every dorky talent show known to man. I, you know, auditioned for Nashville Star, and, you know, missed an audition for Star Search, but I've been in, like, the Kiwanis Club talent show and all that stuff, but, you know, it's one thing to have a child that's musically inclined, and it's quite another to figure out, well, what do you do about that? And what was interesting is much later in life, maybe 5 years ago, I asked my mom about Juilliard, because I've been living in New York City since October of 2000. And, you know, when you live here, you become very aware of Juilliard. Even though I was only passively aware of it before I ever moved here. And I asked her one day, I said, you know, why didn't you put me in some sort of program like that? And she says, well, I didn't think you were that serious. And so I was scratching my head for a long time, like, what is she talking about? Like, how does she know I'm not serious? And can't she get inside my head and my heart and know what this music does for me? And then I thought, well, okay, well, what is it that she would see? Well, I hated to practice, would never practice piano. Oh my God, I was the worst student. You know, I played everything by ear, and to even get through my piano lessons, I would have the teacher play the song ahead of time, and I'd, because it would be like, well, which song do you want to learn? And I'd be like, well, play them all, and then I'll pick one. And so I would play the one I liked the most or thought I could pick out on the piano. And so I was always cheating as a musician, not learning to read music, but I digress. Anyway, so here I am through this extraordinary process. And when I was a lot younger, when I was still, it was my late teens or my early 20s,